from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Ready to go.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty. I use that as a crutch. I've noticed that. What did you just say to Guru in his ear? Quit being insecure. Issa Rae.
All right, first of all, get out of my ear.
Yeah, get him.
Goo is asking me, who sings this song?
I like this jam.
The answer's Daft Punk.
Yeah.
Figure it out.
On the track real study. I'm like the 49ers. What? Distraction after distraction after distraction. But like Kyle Shanahan, I just plow through. I'm interested
Kyle's growth.
I'm interested in the guys who are here.
That was a banger.
I just coach who I coach.
You got to do it like this. The gat, you know, a little thing he does.
He does always seem out of breath.
It's amazing.
And stuff.
He got a smoke cigarette. Yeah.
All right, we're waiting on Mike Yam.
Big Mike.
NFL Network.
Friend of the program.
In the meantime, what do you say we go to Kev in Pleasanton? Let's go to Kev in Pleasanton. Hey, Kev, what's going on?
Okay, guys, listen, yeah. Steiny, you made me call.
Oh.
You made me call. The bomb you dropped on the Bay Area wasn't ready for that. And that bomb was, I want to see what Purdy can do, possibly without Ayuk. That was a bomb. You are bigger than the Bay, bro. You get an agent. Guru, you better stick with him. Steiny's on one today.
Isn't that hustling backwards? Why do you want to see that? That's hustling backwards.
I thought the same thing, Steiny. But here's the deal. When Ayuk only got, what, five catches or five targets during the Super Bowl, I think the writing was on the wall. I think Kyle, once again, the smartest guy in the room, thinks he can do a little extra without Ayuk. But it may come back to bite him because of chemistry.
Yep.
Steiny, when you were gone.
Yeah.
And Goo was by himself. It was no chemistry. It was great, but it wasn't the same show.
We had a good time,
you guys,
brother.
Have chemistry.
Go ahead, baby. I'm messing with you.
You were free. Hey, Goo, you was free. You was free. But listen, guys. The only thing, though, is I think Purdy's going to miss that chemistry. I kind of agree with Goo on that one. But, Steiny, the bombs are lovely, bro.
Thank you, buddy.
Guys, have a great day.
I appreciate it. Call me John Elway. I throw bombs, baby.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Said our grandpa, daddy.
The reality of the situation. is as follows.
I don't, like, the it, whole goal is to build a monster. I don't want to find out what Steiny is without goo if I can prevent that.
Well, you can't. You can't prevent that in a year.
If you take care of me, I can. I'll be right here with you, bud.
No, you can't have Debo and Ayuk past this season if you're going to pay Purdy. You can't.
Well, we still haven't defined what that bag is.
That's because they don't want to pay it. Thanks, Kev.
I'll let you have your moment. Whatever.
Yeah. Again, it's not the reason that they're doing it, but I'll say it again. I think it's riskier to have Brock Purdy quarterback this team with Ayuk and McCaffrey and Debo and Kittle.
Where are you going?
And he gives you a sense of what he is. You pay him an exorbitant amount of money, but you still have to see him quarterback without one of those guys.
But aren't you?
And what if you pay him? What if you make him the highest paid quarterback in the NFL and it costs you Ayuk or it costs you Debo Samuel, and then you find out the next year your offense is pedestrian? And now you've got a quarterback making 60. Yeah.
Okay, flip
that's
side of
risky
that.
To
the
me.
B side. Okay, yeah. The B side to that. Aren't we spitting in the face of the brilliance of Kyle Shanahan to be able to know what his quarterback is before they actually get to that juncture? Don't you think they already know?
I don't think they want to pay him 60.
Okay, but forget the 60 for a moment. It's about scouting. Steiny, they don't have to see him without Ayuk, I don't believe, to be able to know what this dude can do and what he can't.
Okay, well then
now,
I'm going to use your argument against you.
Difficult.
I'm going to use your argument against you. What about the three games when Debo didn't play?
Now that was bad.
Okay.
But it's all the more reason if you're going to go to that you need Ayuk. If that's who Purdy is going to show us more of.
All your eggs in one basket, year.
And Carter was in my ear saying Trent didn't play either. That's why it was bad.
Oh, but it had nothing to do with Debo.
No, it was more.
Okay, well,
it was a combo, Steiny.
He's going to play without Trent Williams in a year or two anyway.
Yeah.
That's another thing.
You're right.
He's going to play without Trent Williams.
But, you know, like Green Bay wasn't taking a risk by making Jordan Love the highest paid quarterback. Just after 1 year of starting, like, there's a risk involved in it all.
Why one team does something is irrelevant to why another team might do something.
But my point when bringing him up is the Niners have more tape of Brock Purdy than the Packers have of Rodgers.
But that doesn't mean that the Packers shouldn't be higher on, maybe they're higher on Love than Kyle is on Purdy.
I'm not saying that you're wrong with that take. I feel like you could have it all, Steiny, and you could trade.
You could have it all for 1 year.
A Debo,
his history,
and I was watching the Super Bowl again, that he just scares me. He just, when he goes down to the ground, he's fantastic. He's hurt. He's holding something. I don't know how his body's put together. It's better than ours. But my point being, that scares me. And you're going to say, Brandon Ayuk, the young phenom who can get off press coverage, you're going,
well,
we're
going to. Can't.
I'm going away from that.
Yeah. Like, yeah, we're going away from that.
Yeah. Good luck.
This is from the...
Give it to me.
I will. This is... Doesn't matter how good your quarterback is, if your offensive line isn't functioning. Purdy looked regular while Ayuk was playing. So what does that say about Ayuk needing to be there? There was the one that I think I kind of subscribe to, but now I can't find it, of course. I've said before. 408. I've said it before. If Ayuk sits out or we trade him, his production can be made up through Kittle, Debo Samuel, and bigger roles. All right. Let's go out to the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands? River Islands in Lathrop. Mike Yam joining us on 95.7 The Game. He works for NFL Network. Hey, Mike, how you doing, man? What's going on?
Doing great. Good timing to pop on with you with some of the stuff regarding Brandon Ayuk and a potential deal with the Steelers. So it's kind of a crazy time. And candidly, I don't know if you guys feel this way. I'm almost shocked we're at this point.
Well, I know Guru
I'm,
is.
I'm with you,
doesn't
Mike.
Take a lot to shock him, though, but he is shocked on this one. I'm just going to read this tweet from your colleague, Ian Rappaport, just to bring everybody up to date, and then I'll jump off with you. The Steelers and Niners have a deal on a potential trade, and Pittsburgh is in a good place on an Ayuk contract, sources say. If San Francisco gives the final sign-off, it's done. San Francisco has an offer out to Ayuk on a long-term deal for him to stay. He hasn't accepted. That tells me that the 49ers are okay with the compensation they're getting back. And if that's the case, then what?
I got to tell you, I think there's a lot of tentacles to this. Number one, and I'll circle back to my initial statement, still surprised. I mean, Brandon is a huge part of this team's offense in a lot of ways, and I get it. I think from a fan perspective, you take this macro view and you see Kittle on the field, you see Debo, and you think, oh, okay, cool. Like, and you know, they obviously drafted Pearsall. Maybe he can step up and fill that void. I just think back to so many of these critical moments last season where you know, Ayuk had, in some ways, was just a huge safety net for Brock Purdy. I just think it'd be a really big loss for this football team. And look, I think Debo is obviously the premier, you know, wide receiver on this team and can get utilized in so many different ways. But, you know, Brandon's, I don't know if he's a one like that. He's a 1B though. And I see what the market is across the NFL for these wide receivers and what they go and get paid. Like I if I was him, I'd want those deals. Here's the other layer of why I'm surprised about this. San Francisco has done a really good job over the years of drafting, having success with some of these players, and then rewarding those players with big deals. And I get it. At some point, it's going to be too big, right? Like, you can't go and literally pay every single guy. You know, the Trent Williams situation to me is really concerning, and I think you can make an argument maybe more concerning than the Brandon Ayuk deal, which doesn't get as much headlines. But I think the Niners are now saying, and John Lynch is like, hey, there's only so much money to go around, and there's still eventually a Brock Purdy contract that needs to be decided. So maybe this deal does get happening. In my heart, I didn't think he was going to get traded. I still kind of doubt that this thing is going to happen. But, you know, at the same time, maybe just from a financial standpoint, they're sitting there going, look, we got other dudes that we got to go and pay. And, you know, Brock Purdy's deal is, you look at these quarterback contracts, what are they taking? 25-30% of the salary cap on some of these deals. And if, you know, a guy like Jordan Love is going to get, you know, 220 and Trevor Lawrence is going to be sitting at $200 million. Like, what's Brock Purdy going to eventually have to make? And I think that's why this deal potentially maybe gets done.
Yeah, Mike, you're on fire. I agree. And the fact that the Niners don't have a Super Bowl victory to kind of deal with these problems, to me, just make it more stressful. But I've been shocked since draft night when they went after Pearsall. That shocked me. I love Ayuk. But you mentioned Trent Williams. Mike, is it fair for me or anybody in Niner, any Niner fan, to question the front office and how they're doing their books? Because we have reports out here since March the Niners knew that Trent wasn't happy with, you know, his contract. But now that you got this back to back with Ayuk, you know, national talk shows are leading off with the Niners in their books. If I say they've kind of let me down on how they're handling it, how would you respond to that?
I would hedge and maybe pump the brakes on people saying that they've not been spending well. I mean, you know, Bosa is a really good example coming off of, you know, one of the great campaigns that we saw in the NFL as Defensive Player of the Year. What are you going to do? Not go and pay that guy? I think they've been knocking on the door of winning a Super Bowl. You know, 2 years ago, who knows what would have happened if Brock doesn't get hurt in that NFC Championship game against the Eagles. Maybe we are talking about that Super Bowl victory. It's really hard to win, and they're so close, and this roster is ready to win right now, and they've paid their players like that. I don't remember what...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
With the exact stat of guys, and you might have a better handle on it, but you look across, you know, the NFL, and I think the Niners in key positions, whether it's Trent, whether it's Christian McCaffrey, Fred Warner, for example, Debo, Kittle, like they're paying premier guys. Like they're in the top five in terms of salary on really notable positions. They have not been cheap, and that's a reason why they've had success. But at some point, there is a salary cap in the NFL. Like you can't go and pay all these guys, you know, a boatload of money. They got to go and manage it. And I think now we're at the point where, you know, I think you make a really good point initially. Like, they haven't won that Super Bowl, and yet they've been close. Had they won a Super Bowl, I think this conversation's vastly different. I think you say, okay, yeah, like, we got one ring. You know, maybe we're going to have to make some decisions, some tough decisions. And it's just a timing thing for Brandon. Like, it just sucks for him because he's performed. He's performed well enough to go and get a contract that hasn't come. I just thought the Niners, over the last few years or so, you've seen this. Like, it just gets closer to the start of the season, but they eventually get the deals done. Maybe they just sit there and go, we can't make this work financially.
Mike Yam joining us on 95.7 The Game. He works for NFL Network. Here's one thing that crossed my mind, and I'm not saying it's the reason this is happening, but maybe it's just something that's in the equation. They know they're going to have to pay Brock Purdy, and if you... And I've been harping on this, so I'm sure some of our listeners are rolling their eyes right now. But right now, the Niners have McCaffrey, they have Kittle, they have Debo, they may pay Ayuk. And that means if they bring Ayuk in here, Brock Purdy will quarterback that team. Then they will have to pay Brock Purdy based on this season. But he won't be able to quarterback the team that he's quarterbacked the last 2 years because somebody's going to have to go, one of those weapons.
Yep.
And one of the things that I'd heard was obviously if you pay Ayuk this year, then you only get Debo Samuel and Ayuk for one more year, and we're going to have to lose one of them. So I was thinking, again, not the reason you would do it, but if you play hardball with Ayuk and he's not here, don't you get a better assessment of Purdy with the type of team he is going to quarterback the next 2 or 3 years?
It's a good call. I hate to have that be the reason why you don't try to get a deal done. Look, there's a lot of factors, and I think that's just one layer to it. I think you hit the nail on the head because this is what eventually it's going to be. Hell, last year, we were on set, and we'd walk off the set, and I would turn to someone like David Carr and Michael Robinson and go, what is Brock going to get paid Yep. Eventually, they're going to have to go. And, like, how do you assess this? Because I am not one of those people who says, hey, he's a system guy. Every quarterback in the league is essentially running some sort of system. Like, I just think that is an over-the-top simplification of what this guy is capable and proven that he can do. Like, right now, tell me Brock Purdy has done it consistently, gone through pain, and Jordan Love just got $220 million in a four-year extension. Like, if he's going to get that, what do you think Brock's going to go and get paid? Now, the biggest challenge is going to be if he doesn't have Brandon this year. Like, this roster is still primed to win it right now. If you said to me, who's the best team in the NFC, I would still point to the San Francisco 49ers and say, I would be disappointed if they're not in a Super Bowl. Like, they should be with this roster. They're capable of getting there. And then it becomes, you know, Matt, like, if it's neither or, who's more important to your team's offense? Is it making sure that Trent Williams is happy or making sure that Brandon Ayuk is? And for as painful as it is, there needs to be a decision that gets made. And to me, I'm going Trent 100 out of 100 in that scenario.
Wow. Mike, you know what? I've told my partner, he thinks I'm crazy. I don't think either party wants a divorce, Brandon nor the Niners. But with that said, in your opinion, why do you think it's dragging on? Do you think it's more so Ayuk or the Niners?
A really good question. I haven't thought about it in those terms. You know, I think maybe it's got to be the Niners, right? Because if you're Brandon Ayuk, like, you've been asking for this cash and you want to get paid, and if there's a deal that you like, of course you're going to go and just say yes to it. I just think it's a matter of, and look, Ian Rappaport, my colleague at NFL Network, and Matt, you started this segment by reading his tweet and what he put out there. There is an offer. It might just not be financially what Brandon is looking for. And all of these deals, they all go up. Like, when we were having this conversation about Lamar Jackson's contract, you know, the other offseason, sitting there going, like, why, if you're Baltimore, why don't you just get this done? Because the longer that goes by, the more expensive it's going to be. And I think Brandon's sitting here going, no, guys, like, I am one of the best wide receivers in the NFL. His camp feels like that. He feels like he's had that production. We're on a really good team that can win the Super Bowl. You need me to get over the hump. I have some leverage here. That's probably what he's thinking. I just don't know if the Niners say, hey, are we having this conversation in, like, Justin Jefferson or CeeDee Lamb, who's also looking for a contract, or Tyreek Hill? Like, Brandon's really good. I just don't know if Brandon's looking, what kind of money Brandon's actually looking for, and if the Niners see that number and go, hey, we love you, dude, but we got other decisions to be made. We want you to be a part of this team, there's no doubt, but we just can't pay you like you want to get paid. So I guess I would still net out that it's probably a little bit of both, but maybe I'd lean closer to the team.
Mike Yam joining us on 95.7 The Game. He works for NFL Network, and we're talking about the San Francisco 49ers. Mike, when do you make a determination, and he comes courtesy of the River Islands guest line. Mike, when do you make a determination about whether what's going on with the Niners right now is just kind of business as usual, as opposed to, I don't like the way that things are going even before we've played a regular season game?
So I circle back to something that I alluded to before. They take the deals and they eventually get done, but it's much closer to the start of the season than it is, you know, the first preseason game. That's just typically how it's gone with this organization. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I start to worry, though, because in a day and age where you're trying to assess, you know, what a guy is posting on social media, what emojis and GIFs actually mean, what I need usually someone to help decipher that stuff for me. You know, there's just more drama around it. There's more eyeballs. As time has gone on, the league and the sport has been more popular, and we want to know what's going to happen with some of these players, and it gives us fodder. Like, you know, if this wasn't going on right now, guys, like, what would you be talking about on your show? Like, we love it from a media perspective, right? Like, these are the moments that we're able to magnify, and we're creating some of this drama, and it becomes this real-life soap opera. I'm with you. I look at it, and I say to myself, I'm still cautiously optimistic that this thing gets done. And the biggest reason why is Brandon is still young. They've taken care of their own over the years. Proof is in the pudding. But I just don't know I'm not in that front office. I don't know how they assess these guys and in conjunction with what the books look like, because it's not an infinite amount of money. This is not the New York Yankees in baseball where you just say, hey, we can clean up a mistake and just overpay someone else. It's not how it works in the NFL. And I think they're looking at those books going, you know what? Like, we got some expensive bills, one in particular, in Brock Purdy, and we need the quarterback, and we got to make sure that Trent Williams is happy at 36 years of age. He's still, well, top two, top three at his position, maybe even the best still at that spot. I don't want to be a stat geek here, but if you look at the next-gen stats with Christian McCaffrey, look at the success that he has. It's usually when Trent's on the field and he's running that way. Mm. Just saying, like, you need that dude on the field, and I just think they're in a position where they got to make some tough choices.
Man, you're on fire. Mike, I'm different. I embrace it, and when I tell you this, you tell me if I'm crazy. Last year, McCaffrey had 339 touches. I know the offense is McCaffrey-centric. I get it. Football's a tough sport. But even throughout the playoffs, he was rubbing and touching on the calf, the thigh. This offseason, he's not playing any preseason games. The calf has been barking. Any concern there for Niner fans about McCaffrey and just, Mike, how much the offense goes through him?
I think there's always going to be concern for any running back who's makes up that much of a team's offense. But Christian is dynamic, and the amount of touches that he gets in the game and how he gets them, whether he's coming out of the backfield as a runner or as a pass catcher, hell, we've seen him throw at times as well. And I'm glad that he got paid, because I am not a believer in devaluing that position. I look across the league and see the teams that are able to run the ball effectively and the success that they have. Christian is one of the most explosive players in the NFL. There's always going to be concern there, but you got to make sure that I wouldn't be playing him out there. Like, even this weekend, as a prime example, I was on set with Steve Smith and Brian Baldinger. We're looking at each other in these breaks going, damn, I saw Joe Burrow play in the preseason. That's kind of cool. I saw Patrick Mahomes play in the preseason. It's the first preseason game number one, and we're seeing notable quarterbacks out there getting some reps. Now, granted, they're not out there for, you know, multiple series. Maybe it's one, maybe it's two series, and it's a short period of time. But I don't really remember seeing that, you know, 5 and 10 years. Like, you just didn't play these guys, really, because you were worried about them getting hit. So it is something in my mind where I'm going to be concerned, but I can't go into the season freaking out about it.
Mike, thank you for joining us, as always. Really appreciate it, man.
You guys are the best. Appreciate the invite.
Yes, sir. That's Mike Yam, NFL Network. And don't forget, all guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop? Great info there from Mike Yam about the San Francisco 49ers.
Kind of echoed what your theme. He can't pay everybody.
I got a little piece of news.
Uh-oh.
No breaking news sounder.
I'm a sucker for stuff. Go ahead.
Tangentially 49er related. You see who was activated today? Eric Armstead with the Jaguars.
No.
He's off the pup list. What are you giving me the look for, Evan? I'm looking at Ian Rappaport. The Jaguars have activated defensive end Eric Armstead from the pup list.
We thought you'd hold on to it.
Yet another 49er thriving.
Oh, please.
Thriving. Just like Jimmy Garoppolo, you get him out of San Francisco, they can be themselves.
What about the shade he was throwing last night? I sent it to you. I'm in L.A. They allow me to be my self.
That's right.
Shut up, Jimmy.
Is he even still on the team?
Dude.
He is on the team. He's their backup quarterback.
Oh, man. We don't know.
He's jeopardy. Than Stetson Bennett.
That dude looks like a jockey on the football field. He's so small. Sidey.
By the way, put this one in your pipe and smoke it from the...
Jim Leland.
From the Xfinity Mobile text line. Hey, Guru.
Oh, boy.
Actually, he didn't put that.
Be Shasky getting back at me.
No. I'm putting this on. Hey, Guru. Jordan Love has already shown he can do it with much less talent. Nobody had the Packers making the playoffs last year. That's why he got big money.
But it's nuanced.
Got big money.
What area code is that?
408. Hold on.
Oh, good God.
510.
Okay, 510.
That's the East Bay.
No doubt. It's nuanced. It's bigger than that. It's just the fact that this guy, quarterback Jordan Love, who I love, Stoney, I was late to the party. Yeah. He's the highest paid quarterback. Yeah. It's not his fault. That means the NFL's doing something wrong. and Ayuk, the buck stops on him when he's watching NASDAQ of receivers get paid, the market
Jordan
go up,
Love.
The market go up, and then when it's his turn, no.
Jordan Love did more with less. That's why he got the bag. Brock Purdy does less with more.
But my point is, Patrick Mahomes should be the highest paid quarterback in the game.
Well, he was.
Yeah. Well, and that's what bothers me, Evan. How
maybe
can
he should hold out like Trent Williams?
One-year starter Jordan Love.
Why is Patrick Mahomes sit out every year? Why doesn't he hold out every year?
Well, this is different. Mahomes is not 36 at the end. Your boy's at the end.
That's all the more reason to hold out.
Why you hating on Trent trying to get a little chicken?
Patrick Mahomes is in his prime right now. He's got all the leverage in the world.
He could be over the hill.
Old man Trent Williams misplaying his hand.
They have no replacement for him, bud.
Jalen Moore on the phone. 888-957. Danny Moore. Plus, they're getting that guy from the Steelers. 888-957-9570 is the number. Let's go. Let's get. Come on.
Who do you blame?
I blame Ayuk. Take the deal. What's coming up on the game is presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full service banking with no compromise.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Get to know your hosts.
Can't do it.
Get to know your hosts, 415.
Oh, what happened?
And 989.
Where the hell is that?
Steiny. Purdy did less with more? I was kidding.
Watch the game again, then, Steiny.
I like her. Call back.
She's T-H-E worst. Yes, I was kidding that Purdy did less with more.
Wow.
But boy, I like Jordan Love. Whew.
He's a bad boy.
Now that guy can quarterback.
Should have beat the Niners in the playoffs.
Except more like you don't Jordan like.
That's
Evans. Boy, quick three. For me,
let's not forget he threw two balls right to 49ers.
After it was over.
Get in the game.
When Aaron Jones, boy, he's slow. Should have took that. That was a house call. Oh, you're down there. You should have taken that to the house. Would have been over.
All right. This guy has texted in for the last hour. This guy is such a D. And
let me see who it is.
Just 415. We were able to keep Montana and Rice together. Why can't we keep Purdy and Ayuk together? It's a salary cap.
That's pre-internet.
Good. What do you got today?
Nothing. I was eating Doritos during my break, and then you get the food out your mouth. Like, relax. Anyway, got to go straight home.
Why?
I'm going to do yoga with her. Yep, she invited me to yoga. We'll leave this weekend to take her back to North Carolina, so I'm doing it. I'm going to be you next week, so I'm all in.
Have you ever done yoga
before?
No,
I have not.
Oh!
But I have stretched. You know, before I play, I stretch.
This is different. You think? Hey, you know what? This could be interesting. Evan, I've only done yoga once.
I know Evan has.
I know. It's incredible. You're going to feel great afterwards.
Of course, Evan's. He's one of those.
So is anybody going to touch me guy. Or I lick at somebody and I mimic what they're doing? Because I don't like massages.
I think you'll probably get touched at times. Whether they're going to push like your shoulder down to get into that proper
pose.
So it
depends on what kind of yoga you're doing.
Oh, now I got it.
He's not doing Bikram.
No.
Look
no, you're
you
not.
Bike. What's that?
Also, I doubt you're doing hot yoga. Which
Bikram yoga stretch.
Hot yoga stuff.
Is that where I see the athletes with those marks on them?
No, like those circles are the suction that look
like
cups.
Dude, I'm like, what is that?
No, yoga will be fun. You're going with your daughter. You're both going to have a fun time.
And I want to hear.
I went with my wife.
You know,
it wasn't
Walmart,
fun.
You guys don't know this about me. Oh, yeah. My Karate Actually, Kid alone. Time. Yeah. I love. Because I'm a deer hunter and I've been in the woods and you hear the lake and the streams and the birds. They have those little concoctions to where you can put in your room, Steiny, and the water runs. And it's like you're outside by a river. So I'm assuming that'll be part of, I'll get some of that today during yoga.
What do you think? Do you think he's going to like it?
I know I'm going to like it.
You think Brandon Ayuk does yoga?
Yeah.
Back to Ayuk is what he was saying.
Well, you know who was at the forefront of
Trent
athletes?
Williams, I've heard.
He's in Houston.
I'll tell you what.
LA Fitness.
I'll tell you what. I'd give him a raise right now if he could do a downward dog.
The dude's incredible, Steiny. I'm not worried about him.
He stinks. Hey, let's test your knowledge. What athlete was at the forefront of yoga?
Probably like Steve Largent or something.
No.
Oh, I know this. What sport?
Basketball?
Loondog?
First guy anybody ever heard of who did yoga.
Rick Barry.
Played a long.
Oh, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Time.
I got it.
That's one.
Chris Mullin.
He didn't do yoga till after his career.
All right.
Robert Parrish did yoga.
They had yoga then?
I think Kareem was in the league before.
They had yoga 700 years ago.
But it didn't take off.
No, it took off. But if it doesn't take off in the United States, then let me guess, Goo, it may as well not exist. Because it's all about the USA. You're ethnocentric, aren't you?
Wow. I'm just trying to save people off your ass, Donnie, because the doctor, Joe Jolly, my chiropractor, he didn't like your story about the film. He threw shade at the chiropractor industry, so he didn't.
I kept him off you. One quack chiropractor. That's it.
And Grandy's Pops, you know, it's all good.
Grandy's Pops is different. Right. Like, he's got a reputable business, just like Jolly. They're the two best chiropractors in the Bay.
Give Jolly another chance. Give him a chance. Come see him.
Give peace a chance. John Lennon. Yeah. Let's go to Brett. Brett's in San Leandro. He wants to pin it all on Kyle. What's up, Brett?
What do you know about Kyle's growth? You got to bring me in after all the yoga talk? That's fine. No problem.
Okay.
So here's why Kyle's never going to win a Super Bowl. It's because it's got to be the Shanahan show. He's got to be the one that gets credited with everything. That's why he didn't bring in Brady in 2019. That's why he went begging for him later. He doesn't want another star on the field taking viewers or eyeballs away from him. He wants to be the star at the end of the day. Mr. Irrelevant is fine. He built up Mr. Irrelevant. He doesn't want big people taking attention away from him. That's why he's never going to win a Super Bowl.
Let me tell you this. Oh, yeah. Oh, go ahead, Stoney. Because I used to believe that. I don't now.
Brett, do you mind if I ask you how old you are?
39.
Okay. So you remember Don Nelson, former coach of the Warriors?
Yeah.
He was kind of like that, too. He never really wanted the best team.
He was, look at me.
Yeah.
That type of guy. But I'll say this, Brett, to you. He's not the one that kept crashing down on the quarterback key plays in the Super Bowl. He didn't overthrow Emmanuel Sanders. He has stuff on his hand, blame. But I used to, he drafted Trey Lance thinking he was going to be the next Donovan McNabb.
Mm-hmm.
Look how he couldn't escape that blowback. So I'm with you, but that I've seen him go big.
He said he wants to keep the plays 50% run, 50% pass. I mean, that's a good idea if you're playing video games.
Mm.
But it's not a good idea when you got the best people on the field.
And the 2019 Super Bowl, Brett, when they were just gashing the Chiefs at the last possession of the game, they didn't need to throw the ball, and they threw it and gave the Chiefs a chance to knock Jimmy in the side of the head.
And you know what? If they had Brady then, those passes would have landed. But then it would have been the Tom Brady Super Bowl, not the Kyle Shanahan Super Bowl. That's why.
But then how did
my he's never going to win because he wants his name.
But how Thanks, do you get Brett. This close though? Like Nelly never really he, got
you
close.
You can get close. You
Nelly
can
got
get
two
close.
Bunch of play.
No, but not finals
well, here's,
under
here's
3
the, here's
minutes.
The thing.
Like,
if,
you know what I mean?
If they win a Super Bowl, let's say they win this year. Who's going to get the credit? But assuming IU, Trent, everybody's on the team, everybody's fine. Right? Christian McCaffrey's getting his runs, receivers, Kittle, Ayuk, Debo, everybody's getting fed properly, right? There's no one superstar. Mm. It's Shanahan for putting the whole thing together.
Well, I think McCaffrey kind of goes against that, right? Because he gets all the credit, right? More than Kyle.
Not if they're running 50-50.
Mm. But he had 339 touches last year. He was doing everything, McCaffrey. I get your point, though, Brett. Yeah.
you know, as I said, it's not a video game. We're playing with real life now. 50-50 sounds great in a video game. Maybe you can mess with the other side, but there's another one of the best NFL coaches on the planet standing across from you. There's only 32 of them.
Thanks, Brett.
Yeah. My last thing, like we're in court, Daryl Cochran, this is the last piece of evidence I'll present. Your boy is on record as saying, Brock, I'm going to try to get Brady. So I would tell him he tried to go get Tom. It was too late, but he tried, Stoney. So that goes against...
Yeah, just like they tried to trade Jimmy Garoppolo. And just like they're trying to trade Brandon Ayuk.
Well, they also sniffed around Justin Jefferson this offseason.
Yeah, those are facts.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
Dude, you are so...
I'm sniffing around Beyonce.
Oh, boy, it's too late.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Put some respect on Don Nelson's name, by the way.
No, he was what I used to do when I played Madden. I'd try to show everybody I knew how to do the trick plays. Look at me, rather than the sound, the sound plays.
Two conference finals.
And what?
Remember he coached the Bucks.
Hello, yeah, Sidney Moncrief? I remember. Come on now. Marcus Johnson.
You know, it's funny.
He's in black and white, right?
What's that?
Those games.
See, I don't like what
you know. What's funny is like, so let me just, I'll just throw this at you. Yeah. You know, because you just flippantly said it when he said, you know, Kyle wants to take all the credit. Sounded like a little like Don Nelson. And you said, well, he never got to the Super Bowls like Kyle. He's the all time winningest coach of all time in the NBA, Don Nelson.
Right. How many NBA finals?
None. So Kyle Shanahan's a better coach in your mind than Don Nelson.
No, that's not how this conversation popped off.
But well, no, you diminished Don Nelson for never going to a Super Bowl.
I think that matters. I think Nelly, that matters. Nelly's a great coach.
But when Michael Jordan's never lost a finals, that's good. Now you say, oh, Kyle Shanahan's been to two Super Bowls. That's great.
And how many conference finals?
He hasn't won.
But he's taken, and I'm not saying your boy Nelly has it because I like Nelly. He's taken the likes of Jimmy Garoppolo and Mr. Irrelevant to a Super Bowl.
Right.
And that means he gets some, to that caller's point, he gets a lot of that credit.
And that's what he's saying.
But he tried to stop it and go get Trey Lance because he thought he was a stud.
Right, but Trey Lance still would have been the kind of
quarterback. What about McCaffrey, Steiny? Don't you think he's taking all the credit? Let's be honest.
Brett absolutely has a point, and I definitely agree with part of it, and that is Shanahan absolutely wants to and needs to, like, do it in his own way.
I
absolutely believe the first time with Tom Brady, he was not going to be equipped to coach Tom Brady.
His ego, you mean?
Yes.
All right.
I actually think there's something to that.
All right, and I'm not saying there's not, but going That's to get McCaffrey saying. Lets me know maybe he's grown, or because McCaffrey's getting all the kudos, and even last year, McCaffrey this, that.
Don't go out and try to get a great player.
Well, then what stopped him from getting Brady years ago then?
He didn't want to coach Brady.
Oh, right.
Because he knew he couldn't coach Tom Brady because he didn't want
he would say,
a
F
guy.
That audible.
With, he yeah. would say, you really think Kyle Shanahan, who was coaching the Niners for 2 or 3 years at that point, and we know him to be who he's ended up being, he couldn't have coached Tom Brady coming in here with 6 Super Bowl rings.
And Tom would probably be like, back off.
Buddy. That's why he loves Kirk Cousins. It's because Kirk Cousins, he likes his talent level, but Kirk Cousins has never won anything. So if Kirk Cousins would ever come to the Niners and start winning, then Kyle gets to take the credit. But if he wins with Brady, people will dismiss it.
Well, we're talking about credit.
I absolutely think there's something there.
There's blame that Kyle's taking too, Stoney. And some could say it's justified or not, warranted or not, but he's taking some blame in these losses. And I heard the morning guys getting after it, and my heart melted. They were talking about just having a pulse for the situation, the non-throwing of the flag when Devontae Smith got that pass against the Niners in the championship game. Maybe that game's different if he's quick draw McGraw and throws the flag.
Oh, my God.
So people come for Kyle.
Yeah. That call changed the game. That was 31-7.
It's not.
Yeah, 31-7, but boy, that flag got thrown.
It was 7-7. It was 7-7. Might have been 7-0, maybe. Yeah.
Okay.
Take that 7
you
off the board.
You sow,
that's
all.
That's what all. I just find that comical.
How dare Jack you Del try Rio to say I'm Nelly? That's one of my, he's one of my favorites.
You're not familiar with his credentials. I understand that.
He made Manute Bol.
Manute Bol stunk.
Now, don't say that.
Manute Bol stunk.
In my Fitz voice.
Respect the dead.
No doubt.
Manute Bol stunk.
I like going to see him.
Well, I know you do, because you like gimmicks. You don't like fundamental sports.
Nelly, that was one of his best inventions, shooting threes. Damn! He was the first stretch. Manute was tiny. Keep it real. Give Nelly his props.
I'll be happy to give Nelly his props.
Manute used to shoot that
But before
thing.
I give him his props, just familiarize yourself with his career. That's all. That's all I would do. Just do a little homework
tonight.
He coached
Dallas, and they used to have battles with Sacramento and Minnesota in the Western Conference Finals that you speak of. I always liked Nelly. When he had Dirk and Nash, oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Nelly is a legend.
How'd they do?
You tell me.
They got beat by the
– I know they did. No finals,
Donnie. They got beat.
Yeah.
415 says, this is a Bay Area market show, right? What were we talking about?
Well, I don't know. Tommy says Steiny's a legend.
Well, that's a fact.
Oh, please.
That's a fact. I'm starting to have another big year again.
Well, the year's almost over.
Dude, Evan, he put
it's
nothing to
just past the halfway point.
Dude, we don't want to do this. We'll wait for dibs.
Familiarize yourself with a calendar, Evan. A Gregorian.
We can't even think of one for you this year, bud.
What are you talking about?
Yeah. The math is still there. That's coming back to bite you.
Oh, yeah. I'm just
saying.
This is a vintage guru taking a victory lap for something that hasn't happened. Okay. Yeah.
I wonder where he learned it from.
Yeah, exactly.
Guy sitting across from.
Yeah, right. Because I'm the guy who thinks a game's over when it's 2-0 in the first
That's
inning.
That's Spadoni.
That's you.
Don't put that in
and
my
I'm getting
doorstep.
Sick of it, quite frankly.
Hey, it's big crickets. Football ain't started yet.
If the barometer of being a good head coach is winning a Super Bowl, then there are not many good head coaches. Thank you. Thank you, 415.
No,
I mean, everybody thinks. Hey, I got news for everybody out there. 32 teams don't win a Super Bowl.
Was Marv Levy a great coach? Hell yes, right?
You know what, Goo? I was 7 years old. I don't know. I don't know if he was a good coach or not.
And you weren't seven.
What years were those?
Yes,
he's in the 90s.
Okay, I was 22.
And my man said seven.
I was locked in on the Eagles then. Randall Cunningham.
Missed a two before.
Yeah.
Huh?
You're a little older than seven, bud, but we'll give it to you.
What years did they go to the Super Bowl? Do we know that
95.
Offhand? 95. That was earlier than that.
They lost to Dallas in 95.
I think you're
then
wrong.
They lost to Denver. They lost to the Niners. And they lost to the Giants.
But right, I'm asking
wasn't
the
like
years.
Wasn't it 90 to 93?
They lost
when
four.
When did Bills lose?
Lost to Dallas in 95. Lost to the Niners.
Super Bowls. 90 to 93.
Yeah, they didn't get Niners.
Not quite good.
Count the bucket.
No, they lost four.
It's not.
Yeah, 90, 91, 92, 93.
All right, okay, gotcha.
Right, I was 16.
Well, that was
part
of
26. Well, never mind. That was 26.
God, you guys get on my nerves.
Yeah, vice versa.
Let me look it up.
Of course you're going to look it up. You have
Hey, back to the Niners.
No. I'm sick of the Niners.
Dude, what set you off, Kyle? Oh, yeah.
What then set when I try to come down is what always sets me off about you.
When I'm happy.
No.
It is. That's true. When I'm happy. It just does something to you.
That's not true.
It is.
No.
I would tell a radio therapist that. I would lead off with that. When I smile and the chiclets are shut, I need some whitening. But other than that, Stoddy, it puts you in a bad mood. You try to knock me down.
No, I just don't
Nancy
like.
Nancy Kerrigan.
I just like when
me.
You, I just, no, I love you as a person. Love you as a person. I'm not. We're not talking about chiropractors anymore. They're great people, just like doctors.
Yeah. Well, they are doctors.
Let you or Dibs tell it, though.
Hey, join 95.7 The Game at Harding Park Friday, September 6th for the Pettinelli Financial Partners Golf Tournament. Benefits the Autism Society, SF Bay Area. Go to 95.7thegame.com to learn more. Presented by ATCO Pest Control, the Bay Area's locally family-owned pest control company.
Billy sent us a text. I ain't checked it yet.
You
what?
I don't know. I just think you and Nahegan is sometimes funny.
How so?
Yeah, you just, you know, I forget that sometimes you say things that, you know, make me think that you don't watch a lot of sports.
Oh, please. Oh, we know I'm watching. Yeah. If I ain't doing nothing, Goo is watching, baby.
Boy, you come in today. Oh, my God. That was a turning point of the Giants season.
It was, mathematically, Steiny. They would have been a half game back.
They were not.
But see, you're so focused on the column. It was the game. They were hot. That's the team they're chasing.
Mike Yastrzemski said it was a great game.
I don't care what he struck out in with a runner on second and top of the tip, bottom of the tip. Steiny, stop it. That was a big momentum swing. You can win tonight.
So what if they win the next three? What if they win the next three?
You talk to me Friday, buddy. But we're talking today.
Thank you.
Come on,
thank
you had
you very
that.
Much. They had nothing.
Well, you did.
They literally scored no runs.
That was incredible.
They never
first and third, no out the first inning
because a guy didn't catch the ball.
Dude, what is wrong with Lurie?
What's wrong with you?
He can't catch. Listen, you got to runners in
mess.
Scoring position.
You're a mess right
is
now.
This team's downfall?
You're
would you
mess.
Give me that? It's not their pitching. First inning, first and third, you were given gifts, you got nothing. Yeah. Baseball gods are like, that's it.
Evan, I just take a break. Let me take a break. Why don't you
Evan
explain,
did a great
why don't you explain to Guru who Sale is? Okay?
Well, it sure ain't Fire Sale. Chris Sale is going to win the Cy Young this year.
Oh, he's going to win the Cy Young. But boy, how come we didn't score seven runs off him in the first inning?
No.
Maybe because he's one of the best pitchers in baseball.
But look at Mr. Go up
get
there because
the
he's Chris Sale with no bat.
Get in the game.
No, they had runners on first and third.
Yeah. And he
give me
shut
a
him down.
Fly or a sacrifice bunt.
He shut him down because that's what Cy Young Award winners do.
That was incredible, man.
How come the Braves didn't score off of Blake
you.
Snell then?
Snell was filthy. And the Giant outfielders didn't give him three walks.
Snell wasn't.
Giant outfielders weren't going Laureano giving him a double, missing routine little league flies. Giants didn't take advantage. I don't care how good the pitcher is. You got first and third no outs, buddy, and you're a pro. I don't think it's too far-fetched to think you can get a run. I'm not saying seven. Get an effing run.
And
if you don't like that game, watch all the Giant games. Yeah. Runners in score position, pal. Yeah. They are whack.
That
is their downfall.
They're not good
so
enough.
So miss me with watching the game. I'm watching.
It's the same
buddy.
Guy. Same guy who predicted him to win a series.
Yeah.
But they can't hit with runners in
bring
scoring
it
position.
On in. Yep.
Yep.
They can't hit RISP. Oh, you fuckers. They got the rotation. You still got to score.
And then why do you think they're going to win a series?
I got that in the cap. Yeah.
So if they stink so bad and they can't hit with scoring position.
You can't hit me with 10 different conversations
thank
in one
you.
Conversation.
I know.
I'm telling you, they should have scored and you know it.
It sounds to me like you might not know what you're talking about here.
Yeah. Break it on in. Because I got that series in the cap.
Hey, Evan. Aaron, can you tell me why a team that can't hit with runners in scoring position shouldn't
Evan,
score six runs against Chris Sale?
Is that Red Barber?
Who's it?
Please, give me a break.
Give me a sack fly.
He wants to know why a team that can't hit off Chris Sale.
Oh, God.
This guy.
Yeah.
What do we got?
Take me out of context.
Gotta go.
Jeez. Trade Ayuk. Let Trent Williams walk and win the Super Bowl.
That's
can't
not
do it.
Gonna happen.
Download the Odyssey app, direct from our QR code, and then for a low rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. That's right. We're brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. Also, we're brought to you by Meineke Car Care Centers.
But everybody's happy.
I'm not!
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.